One snap. One drive. One team could make the history books. And for 50 years, WHJE has been the voice of the Greyhounds. This is your team. This is your time. This is your legacy. Carmel football starts now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is it. The winner of this ball game will be sectional champions and continue their season, while the alternatives road will end here at Carmel Stadium. The 9-1 and 5th-ranked Fisher's Tigers visit the 7-3 and 6th-ranked Carmel Greyhounds. My name is Jesse Smith. As always, alongside me is John Perkins with your color commentary. And folks, we got ourselves a great ball game ahead of us. John, first of all, how are you doing tonight?
Jesse, I'm fantastic. I'm always doing fantastic. But I'm especially fantastic tonight. It's a great ball game, like you said, Jesse. We've got two very talented teams coming in. Carmel 7-3 on the year, 5-2 in the mid-conference. Then we've got Fisher's 9-1. They've got 8-1 in that HCC. Of course, at Hamilton County Conference, as we like to kind of coin the name a little bit. A lot of Hamilton County teams in there. You're going to see a lot of familiar faces. But here's been kind of the difference in conference play, I guess you can say. Carmel's schedule's been tough. We like to say kind of a cupcake. Fisher's has been kind of a cupcake schedule. They played a lot of easy teams, but at the same time, I think there's something that sets you apart. Do you have talent, or are you just playing an easy schedule? Kind of like the Oregon Ducks or even the Louisville Cardinals last year when they went to that bowl game, that BCS bowl game against Florida. Everybody counted them out, said they had an easy schedule. But when you've got a quarterback like Teddy Bridgewater, that is talent right there. Talent wins you ball games, not the strength of your schedule. Tonight, I think this is a talented team. You've got Connor Christensen as your quarterback. Fantastic athlete. I think Fishers has talent, and I think they've got a shot at this game.
Let's look back at both of these teams just a little more in depth on their regular season. The Carmel Greyhounds, like you mentioned, 7-3 with some key victories against Lawrence Central, Pike, and Warren Central, but a couple key losses, Center Grove and Ben Davis. But you look over at the Fishers side, they have won 9 consecutive games, all of them since their first game against Noblesville, in which they lost 24-27. But last week, they avenged that loss in the sectional tournament, in which they defeated the Noblesville Millers and were able to move on to this game. Carmel is coming off a 40-7 victory against Hamilton Southeastern, kind of a dominating performance for them, if you will. So we are just about ready to set to kick off here from Carmel Stadium. Both sides getting ready for what is sure to be a very nice matchup. Little brush up here on the high school rules. There will be 4 12-minute quarters of play. A little chilly night here, but the rain held off from yesterday. We had quite a storm move here through central Indiana, but again, held off. We have ourselves a beautiful night for some football, a nice fall evening. Not too cold, but not too warm.
And I think we do have a beautiful game, and I think it's going to be a great game at that. I think, you know, we're already seeing John Lampe warming up down on the field with Isaac James. Again, that big question there, who's going to come out tonight and start us off? Is it going to be John Lampe, or is it going to be Isaac James? But we're going to have to wait a drive because we're going to see Connor Christensen, the explosive senior quarterback who's waiting for his shot, coming off of that championship when he was a freshman. Now he's looking to do it his senior year, come in with a championship and leave with a championship. Here are the Fishers Tigers, and they're about ready to receive this kick from Adam Kramer.
We're going to be hearing a lot of Connor Christensen's name throughout this ball game. We'll get some more in-depth on the offense as we go along throughout the evening. But Adam Kramer, who has been so reliable on the kickoff so far this season for the Carmel Greyhounds, is set ready to kick towards the right side, the south side of Carmel Stadium. In his signature all-blue home uniforms for the Carmel Greyhounds, Kramer is set to kick this one away. We are underway here at Carmel Stadium as this one is up and will go to about the 4-yard line, and the Fishers Tigers will receive it. And he's going to be wrapped up right at about the 22, still trying to move those feet. Actually gains a few more on the second effort, so he'll be brought down at about the 27-yard line. So decent field position for Christensen in this offense. 11:52 remaining in the first quarter. Again, just underway here from Carmel Stadium. The first offensive drive of the evening. And, John, what do you think this team needs to do early on?
Well, I think they've got to come out firing on all cylinders. Their run game is nothing to be, excited about at all. They've got some good rushers, but really the name of the game is that passing. Connor Christensen, over 1,800 yards in the season. You're going to see him come out with that single-back ace formation and this I formation, which he does right now.
Two wide set, both out to his right from his own 27. 7-yard line in the middle of the field. Christensen takes the snap and hands it off to the tailback up the middle. He's going nowhere in a hurry. He'll be brought down at about the 28-yard line, gaining a yard, possibly two. And like we've seen, the front seven for the Carmel Greyhounds been dominant so far on the season. That was number 21, Harvey Allen, on the carry. Allen's been pretty impressive so far throughout this season. He has 676 yards coming into this ballgame.
It's also important to note he's gotten the ball 114 yards, averaging over 5 yards a carry. That's enough for first down and two runs.
Shotgun set here for Christensen from his own 29-yard line. Three wide set, two out to his left. Takes a snap, blitz coming, looks right, finds his man off the screen. He's heading up towards the right sideline. Has some open field at the 40-yard line. Cuts back middle of the field, and he is going to be gone at the 30-yard line. And he's going to take this one all the way to the house. And that is Jay Sean Harris already in a hurry, looking back for penalty flags. There will not be one. That is a touchdown already for the Fishers Tigers, 6-0.
And Jay Sean Harris comes in with 838 yards. Excuse me, on the season. He's been an explosive receiver. And again, I'm already seeing signs of deja vu here. We're going back to Center Grove, and Max Norris, the guy who broke it out through that defense. This defense does not allow a lot of these big-time plays, but that was a big-time play if I've ever seen one.
And we've seen these extra point attempts be so vital throughout the season. And the first one is up and good. That one from the place kicker will make it 7-0 here early with 11:02 remaining in the first quarter. And John, if you are the Carmel offense, how are you going to counter that explosive play to open up the game?
I think you've got to come out here with Isaac James, and you got to keep rolling on that offense you've been doing so well the past few games. You know, look at a guy like Isaac James. He's third in rushing yards so far, 548. And only 88 carries. But here's what I think makes James so deadly is they run that flex bone offense. And they've got two kind of these offset, I guess if you're looking at it, two offset tight ends. And they call them the A-back and the Falcon position. This flex bone style. And it's almost like they've got four running backs, four targets, and even better than that, four weapons for that offense. I think you got to come out and you got to run the ball.
So back deep to receive the lone returner here, a different kickoff formation, and we're used to seeing the dual return formation from the Carmel Greyhounds, but Austin Roberts will be by himself back at about the 5-yard line. That looks like this one will be the place kicker. Sahakian will be kicking this one away for the Fishers Tigers. 71-yard touchdown pass from Christensen to Jay Sean Harris to open up this ball game. Kick is up and away. This one's a line drive right at Roberts. He drops it at the 5-yard line, but picks it up and has room to run. Roberts heads up towards the left sideline at the 20-yard line. He has some open space at the 30. Penalty flags fly, but he's going to be pushed out of bounds at the 40-yard line. The penalty flag was thrown back at about the 25, so you got to believe this one, usually in that area, is going to be coming back.
And we're probably going to see a holding call here again. Greyhounds, penalties-wise, they've given up 500 yards this season, 50 penalties. This will be 51. But already a setback for that offense, and so whether it's James or Lampe, they're going to have to come back with their backs to their end zone.
And already we see Fishers getting an early dose of Austin Roberts, showing just what he can do with that speed up the sideline. 10:53 remaining here in the first quarter. Fishers again leading 7-0 after a 71-yard touchdown pass from Christensen to Jayshon Harris. And this one will be moving the Carmel Greyhounds back to their own 12-yard line. So a monumental difference in field position. About 25 yards off of that penalty. But here comes Isaac James and his Carmel Greyhound offense. Shakir Pascal will get the start at the tailback position. Four wide pistol set for James from his own 12-yard line. That left hash, they put a man in motion. That looks to be Becker, the tight end. James takes the snap. Tries to go handoff up the middle. Keeps this one. Now left tackle dances around. Tries to cut back in the middle of the field. He's still on his feet. Spins around. And he's going to be brought down at the 24-yard line. And just like that, a gain of 12 on first down.
Exactly.
Isaac James moves the ball forward.
Exactly, Jesse. That's a first down to a first down. That's why I love Isaac James. It's not only that, but now look at him. He's getting back to the line quickly. He's a fast-paced offensive man. He's captaining that team. And they're quick to score.
Same formation here for Isaac James. They put Becker in motion once again. First down and 10 from his own 24-yard line. Left hash takes the snap. And this time they do go up the middle with Shakir Pascal. Pascal initially pushed back, and he's finally going to be thrown back at his own line of scrimmage. And that is going to bring up second and 10 for the Carmel Greyhound offense. So going with two early rushes here, completely different results. James elects to give that one off to Pascal. And again, we've seen Isaac James with the read options so far this season, making great decision after great decision. He had nowhere to go with the ball either. So 10-10 remaining here in the first quarter. The Fishers Tigers leading 7-0. Carmel Greyhounds have their first possession. Four wide shotgun set. He looks to pass. Screen pass over to the right side. Roberts. Roberts at the 25-yard line is going to be brought down on a low tackle there at about the 26. So third down and long already coming up for the Carmel Greyhounds. This one looks to be about a third down and 7. Let's see who they like to go with at the quarterback position. Looks like James is going to stay out there as he's looking. And now we're going to get the substitution. Here comes John Lampe, the senior, on third down and 8 from his own 26-yard line. Lampe will come back out in a four-wide pistol formation. Pascal remains the backfield. Takes a snap, has time to throw, looking deep over the middle. Baldwin, that one's going to sail behind him, and that's going to be a 3-and-out for the Carmel Greyhounds as it brings down 4th and 8.
And that's a pass right there you have to complete. You've got Thomas Baldwin wide open over the middle, and you overthrow him. It's a mistake there, but it's a costly mistake. You're going to give Fishers back the ball now. 9:26 here in this first quarter. Again, Kramer's going to be backed up to about his 10-yard line. As he punts this off, it could be good field position for a guy like Connor Christensen.
9:26 remaining in the first quarter. Again, Fishers leading 7-0 and look to be getting the ball back here. They have Maurice Campbell and Jayshon Harris, who had that long touchdown reception, back deep to return. Kramer fields it cleanly. This one a high spiraling punt at about the 35-yard line. A good punt. That ball's on the ground. Did they make contact with it? Let's see who comes up with it. And initially looks like the Carmel Greyhounds have come up with the fumble recovery, and they do, and the offense is going to have some new life. So an excellent downfield coverage by the special teams of the Carmel Greyhounds. A lot of pressure going down there. Elected not to go with the fair catch was Maurice Campbell. And the Carmel Greyhounds are going to take over at the 30-yard line.
Campbell's a guy who doesn't normally make those mistakes, too. A very good returner. We've seen him do a lot this season. Very impressive. But I think we've talked about this before. The special teams of the Greyhounds and that coverage team is fantastic. Credit Luke Parker. He's a junior. Saw a lot of time on the defensive side of the ball last year, but doing a nice job on special teams. And now you're giving Isaac James the ball at the 30-yard line.
Isaac James with new life puts a man in motion. Three-wide pistol formation for him. He takes the snap, hands that one off Shakir Pascal with a head full of steam, trying to get to the 25-yard line. Forward progress will get him to the 26. So that's going to bring up about a 2nd and 6 for the Carmel Greyhound offense. 9:03 remaining in the first quarter. Again, Fishers leading 7-0, but the Carmel Greyhounds trying to knock on the door of the red zone. James heads back up towards the line of scrimmage. It looks like they're going to come out four-wide pistol formation. They split the difference on the receivers. Becker moves in motion to the right side. James tries to go hard count, takes a snap. He goes up the middle this time again. Shakir Pascal stumbling. He gets to about the 23-yard line, setting up a 3rd and manageable.
Shakir Pascal.
Thunder really established that run up the middle. We've seen him do that quite a bit early, especially in the first quarters of many of these games, establishing that run up the middle so Pascal can have his way later in the game. 8:24 remaining in the first quarter. Still 7-0 Fishers. Carmel Greyhounds have themselves a 3rd and 4 from the 23-yard line. Three-wide pistol formation, one tight end set for James. Up the left hash, they try to go with the hard count. Man in motion once again. James takes the snap. He's going to keep this one. Going over towards that right side, trying to race to the sideline. He gets some open space at the 20-yard line, and he's going to be pushed out at about the 15, and Isaac James has picked up another first down. Very impressive running early on here on the quarterback keepers from Isaac James. That will stop the clock at 7:59 remaining in the first.
You know, I was discussing this with a few other people, and they were saying, well, why don't we have John Lampe in the ballgame? Don't we need the pass? And actually, the answer is no. When you've got a guy like Isaac James, you've got multiple threats. And when he's able to do it himself, that's just another guy that you have to worry about. So you're going to be playing a lot more of prevent here for Isaac James.
Four-wide pistol formation set for Isaac James as he looks over towards the sideline for additional signaling. The tailback, Chris Perkins, checks in for the first time tonight. He is in the backfield, lined up behind James. They put Roberts in motion this time, triple option. James will pitch that one out. Roberts is trying to dance to the outside. He stumbles across inside the 10-yard line. That's going to bring up about a 2nd and 7 for the Carmel Greyhound offense.
Brought down by Jeremy Chin.
They're going to spot him out officially. This one looks like at about the 9-yard line. They can't get the first down before they reach the end zone. Nonetheless, about a 2nd and 6 on the way. 7:32 remaining in the first quarter. 7-0 Fishers. The Carmel Greyhounds threatening deep. James looks over towards the sideline for additional signaling. He is out in a four-wide pistol formation. Has three receivers out to his left as they are lined up off the right hash. Roberts moves in motion once again. It's time to go up the middle with the tailback. Perkins, spin move, trying to get into the end zone. Depends on the spot that they give him the forward progress. And they do. That will be a touchdown for the Carmel Greyhounds to make it 6-7 with Adam Kramer's point after pending.
And, Jesse, I think we saw the ball come out there at the end of the play, actually fumble into the end zone. We saw Thomas Baldwin recover that, so it is going to be a touchdown either way. A little bit of an unintentional miracle there. So now the Greyhounds responding back here. We're going to see, of course, Kramer come onto the field here and try to make it 7-7. But altogether, a very good drive by the Greyhounds.
And we saw last week, turnovers are really the name of the game for the Carmel Greyhounds. But this one coming off of the special teams, off of the punt return after they had gone 3 and out. But able to capitalize, Adam Kramer will go up with the extra point attempt. And he will tie it up at 7-7. 7:08 remaining here in the first quarter. And John, if you are the Fishers Tigers offense, what are you looking for on this next drive?
Yeah, you do the exact same thing, Jesse. Honestly, you come back out here and you throw the ball again. You bring it back to the secondary. You see, are they going to be able to rebound as a defense? Are they going to be able to get past that? Or are they going to have a tough time? Are they going to be on their heels? I think you still got to take shots down the field. I think you still open it up with the run a little bit, maybe a run to the tackle. Either way, I think you got to let Connor Christensen take some shots downfield. He's got a great arm. Not only that, but his control of the arm, as we'll see later in this game.
And we saw only a little bit of a sample, a very little sample size there from Connor Christensen. But from what we saw, he looks very confident in the pocket. It was starting to collapse around him, but he was able to step up. And that's very difficult for a lot of these high school quarterbacks to do, is to step up in the face of pressure.
That's what you got to ask yourself, too, is you got to evaluate as a coach, where does my quarterback stand when it comes to pressure? That's a very important thing. Whether your offensive line is very strong or it's not, and in this case, it's not very strong for Christensen. He's done a good job. He'll take the hit, but not until he completes that pass. You know, I was talking and saying he will sit in that pocket and he will wait until the very last second, but he will release that ball before you take him down, or he's going to run for it.
And here comes Kramer for the kickoff attempt for the Carmel Greyhounds. This one, a line drive, lacing back into the end zone away from the return man. And the automatic touchback for Adam Kramer, as he's been doing so many times this season, will start the Fishers Tigers at the 20-yard line.
That's number 30 for Kramer. He's grossed over 2,000 yards, nearing that 3,000-yard mark on kickoffs. And he's done a fantastic job not allowing the return teams to be able to take it out. I think that's incredible. And now you put more pressure on the offense as they have to start at the 20-yard line.
Passing game was definitely on point on that last drive, a 71-yard touchdown pass from Christensen to Jayshon Harris, who really did the rest off of that screen on the right side. Give credit again, Christensen stepping up in the pocket. He comes back out onto the field with the single back formation, two wides out to his left. They're going to put a couple guys in motion, the tight ends. First down and 10 from his own 20-yard line. They hand this one off once again. This looks like Allen trying to dance to the outside, but a nice tackle made on the sideline by the Carmel Greyhound defense. That one looked like Sam Story. So Sam Story coming up with his first tackle of the evening. Makes it about a second and 9 situation with 6:47 remaining in the first quarter, all tied up at 7 here at Carmel Stadium. Second drive for the Fishers Tigers is underway. They come back out. Single back formation, three wide set, two out to his left. Christensen takes the snap, hands that one up the middle to the tailback. That's Allen once again. Allen storms up to about the 28-yard line, and it's about a 3rd and 3 on the way.
And it's interesting, Jesse, because numbers-wise, Maurice Campbell is actually leading the team in rushing yards again. Now, he's second on that depth chart at the tailback position. Again, like we talked about, Harvey Allen comes in here with 676, but he's really been the go-to back. And I think it's kind of, you're going to see a Shakir Pascal-like comparison there with the Chris Perkins duo. And it's the same thing here with Harvey Allen and Maurice Campbell.
Looks like Allen will remain in the game. 3rd down and 3, single back formation, two wide set. They split the difference. From his own 27-yard line, takes the snap. Christensen rolls out to his right under a lot of pressure. He's going to run this one up himself. He spun around and brought down, and Sean Stetson is going to make the tackle that prevents him from gaining the first down. 4th down on the way for the Fishers Tigers.
And every quarterback has their weakness, and I think Connor Christensen's weakness is exactly what his strength is. You know, a lot of times we look at a guy's strength and there's a backdoor weakness. His strength is obviously his composure in the pocket. But sometimes he's not able to get out as quickly as he thinks he can. And it's easy to do. You've got a guy crashing in on your blind spot. But at this instance, now we're going to see Carmel get the ball back because of that.
Baldwin is the lone return man for the Carmel Greyhounds punt return team. 5:14 remaining in the first quarter, 7-all. And the Carmel Greyhounds are looking to get the ball back. The punt is fielded cleanly up and away. A very impressive punt. This one is going to be back at about the 15-yard line where Baldwin will receive it. At the 25-yard line, Baldwin is finally going to be brought down, but a very impressive boot there by the punter of the Fishers Tigers. So the Carmel Greyhounds will take over, 4:59 remaining in the first quarter. They are all tied up at 7, looking to take the lead on this drive. So, John, with this offense coming back out on the field, do you expect much of the same off that last drive?
I do. I think, you're going to see both teams do a lot of the same till it doesn't work. Again, that old saying we talk about, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I think it's not a smart move to try to fix it, try to shake things up. Why in the world would you run your trick plays and things like that? Run the ball.
From the shotgun, it will be a run from Isaac James. He goes left tackle. He dances to the outside. He'll be pushed out close to the 36-yard line. And just like that, Isaac James keeps his one himself all the way. A 2nd and 3 on the way for the Carmel Greyhounds. So from their own 35-yard line will be the official spot again, 2nd and 3. That will stop the clock at 4:53 remaining in the first quarter. All knotted up here at Carmel Stadium, 7-7. And the Carmel Greyhounds have their second drive of the evening. They come back out, 3-wide pistol formation with Pascal in the backfield, 2 out to his right. Pascal receives the handoff up the middle. Pascal has some open room. He barrels through a defender in the open field at the 30-yard line. He's going to finally be pushed out at about the 25. And we heard everybody in the stadium kind of cringe when he met that safety over the middle at about midfield.
And it wasn't like we were cringing for Shakir Pascal. In fact, we were cringing for the safety. When you've got a running back like Shakir Pascal barreling at you, it's a scary thing. And obviously in that situation, Pascal's going to win that battle all day long. That's why I love Shakir Pascal. That's why I think he is the back for this team.
That will be a 1st down and 10 at the 33-yard line of the Fishers Tigers. A huge run there for Shakir Pascal to really open this one up. James comes out 4-wide shotgun formation. Perkins checks into the game as the tailback. James takes the snap and the fake handoff to Perkins. James keeps it himself up the middle. He spins around to about the 28-yard line, and a 2nd and 5 on the way. And he really disguises that read option so well.
Oh, yeah, and it's a nightmare for that linebacking core. You've got guys like Griffin Haluki, you know, Josh Schneekel, and Sam Dunnock. Talk about a mouthful there, but all those guys together, when you're able to take them out of the play, that creates those holes that we see with Shakir Pascal. You're not able to blitz a guy like Isaac James. You got to play back.
James gives this one off to Chris Perkins, and Perkins dances over that left tackle, and he's going to be brought down at the 19-yard line. So another 1st down for the Carmel Greyhounds, a gain of 9 for Chris Perkins this time, kind of starting to stretch the field a little bit. And we're going to actually see Tobias Watkins check into the game for the first time, the 3rd tailback on this drive for the Carmel Greyhounds, as James has himself a 1st and 10 at the Fishers 19-yard line. Looking to end this tie ball game 7-7 with 3:58 remaining in the first quarter. James takes the snap. Watkins will get the carry off the right tackle. He stumbles over, and he's going to be brought down at about the 20-yard line, losing a yard on his first carry of the evening. 2nd and 11 on the way. So we've seen Tobias Watkins exclusively, it seems like, in the last 2 weeks for this team, and some very valuable playing time, but he is an explosive runner.
He's a young guy. He's gotten about 13 carries so far this season. He's done a nice job on the ground as well, kind of breaking things out.
4-wide shotgun set, 3 out to his left. Perkins checks back in, but James is looking to pass this time. Has time. He's going to run himself up the middle. He dances at about the 10-yard line, tackled from behind, and he's going to be brought down at the 9. That is enough for the 1st down. 1st down and goal, and the Carmel Greyhounds are 8 yards away from the promised land.
Heads-up play there by Isaac James. The pocket was collapsing. Now, granted, he did have Colin Pearson on the left side breaking it with his defender. If he had thrown the ball to the corner of the end zone, you might have had a touchdown there. But sometimes you just got to go with your gut, and Isaac James is a great guy to do that. Nice gain of about 9 yards.
3-wide pistol formation, 2 out to his right for James. 1st down and 10, and he will hand that one off to Perkins up the middle. Perkins is going to spin around to about the 5-yard line. So 2nd down on the way here for the Carmel Greyhounds. He'll be brought down officially at the 7-yard line. 2:48 remaining in the first quarter. 7-7, but Carmel looking to change that here on their next couple of plays. James directing his offense at the line. 3-wide shotgun formation, 2 out to his right. Perkins remains in the backfield as a tailback. James takes the snap. He's running this one all the way. Tries to go up the middle, but a nice stop by the Fishers Tigers will bring Isaac James down at about the 8-yard line. So 3rd down and goal from the 9. 2:22 remaining in the first quarter. 7-7 once again. see who's going to be substitutions. It will be Shakir Paschal coming into the game for Chris Perkins. Isaac James stays out there on the field as a quarterback. He will line up. Three wide pistol formation. Two out to his left. Third down and goal from the 8-yard line. Roberts moves in motion. Triple option time. And James gets level, but Shakir Paschal will dive into the end zone. And he will have himself a touchdown. Touchdown for the Carmel Greyhounds makes it 13-7 with a minute 55 remaining in the first quarter.
And again, this goes back to that offensive line, you know, and the playability that they've had so far. It's easy for you to be able to pass block and kind of push guys out of the way, create a little bit of a pocket, but it's much harder to be able to create not just one hole, but multiple holes so that you've got a guy like Isaac James or Shakir Paschal being able to make the decision where to go. Nice job there. That's the offensive line creating the touchdown.
And you also have to give credit to Isaac James on that one. He knew he was about to take a huge shot, and he still ended up taking the punishment there rather than Shakir Paschal. But having the eyes immediately knowing that he was going to take that hit, give it off to Shakir Paschal, and Paschal doing the rest from 8 yards out as Adam Kramer will tack on the extra point, a perfect 2 of 2 on the evening. So minute 55 remaining in the first quarter, and we talked about it in the pregame. We thought this one was going to be more of a defensive battle, but already racking up the points are both of these teams. So, John, Fisher's offense coming back on this drive. We've saw they waited to pass until the absolute last moment that they could. Do you think they'll take a shot downfield early on in the drive?
You know, I honestly think that they're not going to. We've already seen him kind of air the ball out long. I think there's different elements to Christensen's attack that he has that he hasn't shown us so far. The play action is one of those go-to things for Christensen. You're going to see him run that a lot. We've only seen about two plays where he's been able to run a PA rollout kind of a deal. He likes to run his tight end out. Of course, you got to watch out. I mean, if anybody can play well on that PA roll, that's number 7, Jayshon Harris. Harris is able to get some space. But I think you're going to see Christensen, he needs to become more versatile in the pocket. He needs to complexify his offense a little bit. He's got the arm to do it. You know, he's got a nice soft touch. He can throw a little fade in there. But he's also got a heck of an arm, and he can put some velocity on that thing. Strike three right down the middle. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw him throw it in different ways.
And I was surprised even on that last drive. He rolled out to his right, but keep in mind, Connor Christensen is a left-handed quarterback instead of rolling out to his left. So throwing across his body, the kickoff is away from Adam Kramer. Will be fielded at about 3-yard line. Trying to head up that right sideline. He is going to be pushed back by the special teams corps of the Carmel Greyhounds, and they do a very impressive job keeping him from getting to the 20-yard line. So they're going to start deep in their own territory, and the Fishers Tigers offense will huddle up on that right sideline. A minute 48 remaining in the first quarter, and the Carmel Greyhounds coming out firing on the rushing attack. 14-7, they have the lead. 115 rushing yards in the first quarter versus the one passing yard, but only one passing attempt.
Jesse, something you mentioned was just the factor that Connor Christensen is a lefty so far. I actually had the opportunity to play under Connor Christensen. I get to talk more about that. But that was a difference for a receiver. You got to get used to the way that ball spins.
Takes the snap. He's in a three wide set. They look over towards the right side. He finds his man. He's going to be wrestled down by Alex Akins at about the 25-yard line. Reception there was made by number 12, John Williams, the senior wide receiver. Minute 34 remaining in the first quarter, still 14-7 in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds, but Fishers has the ball and have themselves about a 2nd and 4 from the 26-yard line. Christensen breaks the huddle. Look for Harris over on that right side. He's going to be lined up with Zach Woods. Two wide set, single back formation. Puts the tight end in motion, makes it an I formation. The handoff to the tailback off the left tackle. And he's not going to have enough there for the first down, maybe getting back to the line of scrimmage. The Carmel Greyhounds rushing defense is looking quite impressive early on. So 3rd down and 3 on the way for the Fishers Tigers. 54 seconds remaining in the first quarter. They do have to run this play before the end of the quarter, and they switch sides. That was Maurice Campbell on that carry. He remains in the game as the tailback on 3rd down and 3. Christensen goes under center, too wide. They split the difference. Single back is Campbell. Takes the snap, the handoff to Campbell, trying to go over towards that right tackle, and it does not look like he's going to have enough. He is brought down at about the 28-yard line, and another 3 and out by the Carmel Greyhounds defense.
And I don't know why there on that play you wouldn't have Christensen roll out again like we talked about. He had open space on the left side of the field. Easily could have kept that ball to himself. If you take a tight end, have him roll out to the left too, do a quick out, you've got a 1st down right there and more.
So we will have the punt attempt come along here. Let's see if they try to get this one off before the end of the first quarter. There's a six-second differential as everyone is just now set. But that will be the end of the first quarter, and fireworks already from both offenses. It will be 14-7 in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. Completely different ways of doing business here. 115 rushing yards for the Carmel Greyhounds and 78 passing yards for the Fisher Tigers. We'll be right back here on the only voice of the Greyhounds, WHJE 91.3.